Today, the United Nations Security Council sent a message to Israel demanding a stop to the destruction of Palestinian homes in Gaza. The U.S. abstained from the vote rather than veto it. The council also condemned today's killing of Palestinian protesters by Israeli forces in the city of Rafah. The marchers were advancing toward an Israeli position. At least 10 Palestinians were killed. The incident brings the two-day death toll in Gaza to 33. Washington Post correspondent Glenn Frankel was watching as the march began, and the crowd swelled to about 2,000 people.
Well, they started gathering at the El Auda Mosque in the city center, I would say at about 1 o'clock or so. There were a lot of banners from the various the Palestinian militant factions, many of them held by young boys. I mean boys who looked to be ages 10 to 12. They were gathering up to march down the hill towards the Tel Sultan neighborhood, the section of town that the Israeli army has sealed off for 2 days. And their stated goal was to, you know, march into the neighborhood and to defy the siege of the Israeli troops.
So these protesters were marching toward this area that's been cordoned off by the Israeli army. There are conflicting accounts of what happened then. What did you hear from the marchers first?
Well, I spoke to both perhaps a half dozen of the survivors of the attack and to five or six witnesses, people who had been on the march but who were not injured. And there, all of them seemed to agree that basically when they got to a major intersection, the vanguard, the front group, moved on while others hesitated because they could begin to see in the distance an Israeli tank blocking the road. But maybe 50 to 100 kept moving forward. The tank was perhaps 200 to 300 yards away. Some started throwing stones at the tank, though at that distance there was no way they could hit the tank. At any rate, their version is that without warning, a rocket smashed into, or an artillery shell smashed into an electricity pylon near the road, and the shrapnel from that shell just sort of skied through the group in the front. And they say there were four more shells or missiles fired after that. People turned around and fled. Others grabbed their wounded friends and people they knew and tried to drag them away, and it was just total chaos after that.
Now, the Israeli army has expressed what they're calling deep sorrow over the loss of civilian lives. Their version of what happened is very different.
Well, yes, the Israelis are saying that the tank and the helicopter, in essence, were firing what they hoped were warning shots to try to get the crowd to stop. One of the spokesmen said to me they did not have any non-lethal crowd control weapons, you know, like rubber bullets or tear gas, that they weren't expecting this kind of civil demonstration. They're also claiming that there were armed men in the crowd and that, therefore, the Israeli soldiers in the tank ahead were in danger.
Have you been able to get accounts from the hospitals in Gaza about the dead and the nature of the injuries of those who were wounded?
The hospital officials were claiming that there were 10 dead and dozens wounded. It's also clear that many or most of the dead were unarmed civilians. We saw half a dozen victims, all of them under the age of 18, and one as young as 8. The one who was 8 had been hit in his left eye and had it bandaged. He was lying there and sobbing. His older brother, who was 11, was in the bed next to him with a wound in his leg. And then there were a variety of slightly older kids.
Glenn Frankel, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Glenn Frankel is a correspondent with The Washington Post. He spoke with us from Gaza City.